Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I say it's enough. Get back to infrastructure. Get back to cutting taxes. Get back to lowering drug prices. That's what we should be doing.
President Trump's comments earlier today as he says enough is enough regarding the subpoenas and asks the Democrats to get back to work. The President and First Lady will be down in Georgia delivering remarks at the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. The FBI is assisting in the investigation into a driver deliberately driving into pedestrians in Northern California. Eight people are recovering from injuries after police in Sunnyvale say a driver plowed into them while they were waiting to cross the street last night.
We do have preliminary witness statements that the car was accelerating, and based upon just what's on scene, it looks like that he didn't try to brake at all.
That's Public Safety Captain Jim Choi, and the driver is in custody. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
The man who caused quite a scare at St. Patrick's Cathedral last week is set to be arraigned today. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A man authorities say brought gasoline cans into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City 2 days after the Notre Dame Inferno is being arraigned today. Mark Lamparello, a part-time philosophy professor from New Jersey, was arrested last week with 4 gallons of gasoline, lighter fluid, and butane lighters. He'll be arraigned from his bed at Bellevue Hospital, where he's been undergoing a psychiatric evaluation, his Holy Week arrest coming just days after he refused to leave Sacred Heart Cathedral in Newark, New Jersey. Police say he had also bought a one-way ticket from Newark to Rome and was scheduled to fly out the day after he was busted at St. Patrick's.
And Coca-Cola announced they're coming out with a coffee and cola mix called Coke Coffee that will be available in 25 markets by the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Former Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain is speaking out as to why he decided to withdraw his nomination for consideration for a seat on the Fed Reserve's board. Cain tells Fox Business,
"After I looked at all of the factors involved, which took about a month, and collected all of the information, the straw that broke the camel back was a discussion that I had with 2 administration staffers who told me all of the things that I could not do if I became a Federal Reserve Board governor. I could not run my business. I could not pursue my business interests. And I had to be non-political. I had to be politically correct in anything I said or be nonpartisan. That's like taking a racehorse, putting him in the stable, and not letting him run. That just didn't fit with who I am, Maria. That was one of the biggest reasons. And one of the other biggest reasons was that today, as the new voice CEO, I have maximum flexibility for what I say, when I say it, who I criticize. I can be as partisan as I want to, but if I'm a Federal Reserve Board governor, all of that goes away, and I have very, very, very limited flexibility.
The NFL draft is set to take place Thursday night in Nashville, Tennessee. The Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. They're expected to take Kyler Murray. The draft continues Friday and ends on Saturday, and more than 100,000 people are expected to head to Nashville to take part in the festivities. Please remember, you can check us out online at USA Radio or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Well, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your local weather report. It is a beautiful 67 degrees outside right now, mostly sunny. Heck, I'm going to say gigantically sunny today because we deserve it, don't we, after the winter we had. So this afternoon, it's going to stay sunny with a high near 68 tonight, dropping down to about 45 degrees, not too bad, mostly clear. Thursday, slight chance of showers after 9 a.m. Bring those umbrellas. Going into the evening time, showers after 3 a.m., just about 52 degrees. Friday, showers, thunderstorms possible after 3 o'clock. Take it easy on your drive home, please. Slow down. And Friday night, showers are possible again with another thunderstorm after 9 o'clock. And going into the weekend, Saturday, chance of showers before 9 a.m., but mostly sunny on Saturday with a high near 65. Sunday, chance of showers after 9 a.m. again, and partly sunny with a high near 66, dropping down to about 42. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, unstoppable, and incredible Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Our phone number is 908-627-7020. We are located at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza, right on Route 31 in Clinton. And man, oh man, we are hopping and jumping down there. So much high energy going on at the Max of Clinton. It's not even funny. It's serious business, because that number, that phone number I just gave you, that is the number for you to change your life with. That's right. I said it. It's a bold statement, but we do it every week with people who thought they had nowhere else to go to get stronger, lose weight, get in better shape, increase your fitness levels, get healthier. The Max of Clinton, it might be the last stop you'll ever have to take. It's worth it, too. We got our jump start that's going on right now, which is starting on May 6th. And very important, this Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. at our wonderful Transformation Center, we're having a trial class, free trial class, open to the public. You can sign up by going to our Facebook page, go to events, find the trial class, and just register right there. You need to register to come to the trial class, but let me tell you something. You will have fun coming to this trial class. I know people think, well, I'm exercising. How can it be fun? We're going to make it fun, ladies and gentlemen. That's the simple way we do things. We make it fun. You'll break a little sweat, but you're going to have a good time, and you get to meet the entire team Clinton giving a shout out here. We got Stephanie watching, Lauren's watching, Kathy's watching, and the other Kathy's watching too. Shout out to Team Clinton. We got Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the driving forces, the masterminds behind the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We have the amazing Jillian, the awesome Sarah, the fantastic Kim, the stupendous Scotty. I had to think of an S word there real fast to get into there too. Terry's over at the front desk too. Who am I missing? Oh, and we got some coaches there too. And Christine is in training for instructor too. Just totally love you guys. Team Clinton. Kim just logged in too. Kim, the amazing Kim too. Listen, Team Clinton is here in Clinton, New Jersey for one express purpose above and beyond all else, and that is to help people change their lives, to get rid of the fast food, to get rid of the junk, to get moving again. All right? That is our express purpose. So you have a team of professionals with compassionate hearts who are there to help you out. All right? So this Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m., our trial class going on. While I'm doing shout-outs, if I don't say it, I know I'm going to be in big, big trouble later on. I need to give a shout-out to my wife. I got married Saturday afternoon. Thank you, Amy. I got married Saturday afternoon to this beautiful, beautiful young lady, Susan. I love you, sweetheart, and hopefully you're listening, and I love you even if you're not listening. So that's like an ongoing joke now between us. So I have about 90 seconds before I have to take a hard break and help pay the bills. I see Kim's on there. Holly's watching us too. Hello, Holly. I have a very, very special guest in the studio today, Amy DeVita, who is not only a Max member. She's like, ooh, who else is here? You are special, Amy. Your microphone's off, so you can't say anything about it. I'm going to tell you you're special, and you can't tell me anything back. The amazing Amy DeVita is here, and she's going to be talking to us. She is a board member on the Red Mill, for the Red Mill Museum. We're going to be talking about the Red Mill, some things coming up. If you're watching live on Facebook, you can. I got my phone here. I'm watching you here. Holly says hi, Mark and Amy. Listen, you can comment here. You can ask questions of us here just by typing in the comments, and I'll be able to see it here, and we'll try to get to everybody's comments and questions as they come through. So anyway, oh, my name's Mark. I'm your host today, and I always forget myself. Listen, I got to take a hard break, got to pay the bills, got a few seconds here. Do not go away. We are going to have a fascinating show coming up here talking about things going on at the Red Mill that you are not going to want to miss. You want to know why? Because there are going to be fun things that are going on at the Red Mill, and you can support this local icon, personally support it. All right? So this is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. We're going to be right back. Don't move.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Who else is watching? Tom's watching. Pam's watching. The man himself, Ron Adelstein, just signed in. Boom, Ron. We're having a great old time here in the studio here. Listen, I am here. I'm going to jump right into this, and I'm not sure which microphone we're going to have on, but we're going to find out in just a second. That's the one. I heard you laugh. Fantastic. I am joined today in studio by the amazing Amy DeVita. Amy has a number of different hats that she wears. We were talking earlier, and I'm like, wow, when do you find time to sleep? Because people ask me that all the time. When do you find time to sleep? But I do. Lauren was asking, where are our derby hats? I have my derby hat on because it's a Max hat. But I didn't even know what derby hats were until about a minute ago when Amy kind of showed me pictures off the web and everything. So I was only thinking my fair lady. But Amy, welcome in studio today. Say hi.
Hi, Mark. Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Totally our pleasure. My pleasure. I'm glad you were able to take the time to do this. Amy is a Max Challenge of Clinton member. Love having you as part of our family. Always up in the front on the left-hand side of me there. And she's part of the Incredibles, our 6 a.m. Incredibles. And you've been feeling great, I guess, since you started doing the Max.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We'll get into that later.
Because I generally can't get me to shut up about it. So
good. Yes. I like that. Less that I have to talk. I'm just going to turn my microphone off and let you talk about it. So, but the main reason that Amy is joining us here today is to talk about the Red Mill, with the Red Mill Derby that's coming up soon. We're going to jump into that. But not everybody's going to know you. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Amy.
Okay, so my name's Amy DeVita. I live and work in the town of Clinton. I have two children, one husband, three dogs. And let's see, I'm a realtor by day. Mm-hmm. And I sit on the board at the Red Mill Museum Village. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? And I'm a Maxer. I'm one of the Incredibles at 6 a.m.
That's it.
Although I've been going to later classes this week, in case you didn't see me there. That's why.
We were going to call you.
Yes.
No,
you
I'm glad
will.
You came in. Glad you stopped in. Cool. And so we were going to talk, we're going to jump right into this about the Red Mill, but how did you originally get involved with the Red Mill Museum?
Sure. My family and I moved to Clinton back in 2010 from West Orange.
Okay.
And when we were touring the area and trying to figure out where exactly do we want to live in the country, do we want to live in Clinton Township, do we want to live in town, Literally, we were walking along the Pony Trust Bridge, at the falls, looking at the red mill.
Sorry.
And that's okay. Are you all right?
I'm good.
Looking at the red mill, and my son was just like, "We are home."
Oh, wow.
And that sealed the deal for us. And wow. It was like, okay, we're going to be townies.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. How old was your son at the time?
Oh, so he was in fifth grade, and Isabel was in second grade, and they went to CPS. And now Isabel is a sophomore at Voorhees.
Wow.
And my son graduated there last year.
Well, there you go.
But how I got involved with the Red Mill, sorry, I digressed.
No worries.
So after a couple of years, I was the previous executive director, Eileen, had reached out to me and asked me to be a neighbor, a community liaison.
Okay.
So I was working with the fundraising and development committee, mm-hmm. but I wasn't a board member. I was just a member of the community. So kind of, it was a great way for the board to reach out to new potential board members. And
gotcha.
So, and then ultimately, I think 2 years ago, I became a board member.
So how many years total have you been involved with the Red Mill?
Probably about 4 years.
4 years. Okay. And did they still have the community liaisons and things like that, or not so much?
Yeah, not so much, but I think it's something we're talking about. We need to get more involved.
Okay.
Definitely develop more.
Gotcha.
So, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. There's going to be, I'm going to say the majority of our audience will know about the Red Mill Museum, mm-hmm. know about it, where it is, and things like that, too. Probably know quite a bit about it. But on the off chance that somebody's watching or listening and they mm-hmm. don't know too much about it, first of all, when we were talking about this, when you come out of the Holland Tunnel, you will see a sign for Clinton, New Jersey, and how to get there off of Route 78, mm-hmm. which to this day still impresses me. And Kathy's saying, go Amy.
Hi, Kathy.
We love our Incredibles. And happy anniversary to you and Craig, Kathy, which I think was yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Yep, that Kathy.
Yes.
So, but can you give us a brief history of the Red Mill Museum, the grounds, you know, things like that?
Yeah. Well, I'd be happy to tell you, first of all, literally, if we had a dime for every person who comes into the Red Mill for an event mm-hmm. and says, oh, my God, I've lived here all my life. I never knew there were all these buildings and this, you know, these acreage back here.
I hear you.
And it happens all the time. So, come on down, check out the Red Mill, go in, become a member. I mm-hmm. mean, ultimately, this is part of, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's iconic.
Absolutely.
It has definitely an attraction. People are attracted to it for whatever reason, like locally, but also just even internationally, you'll mm-hmm. see pictures of it. It's just, you know, it just touches people. So we're so fortunate to have it right in our backyard.
Yeah.
What we would like definitely for everyone to know about the Red Mill is that it is a nonprofit organization.
Right.
It's a 501c3. That's a registered charity.
Mm-hmm.
And that, basically, all that means is we do not get funding from the state or from the local taxes. It's completely funded by donations.
Gotcha.
So memberships and donations, sponsorships of events, things mm-hmm. like that, all go to the cause of keeping it operating and running.
There you go. You know, when you're talking about it being an icon and international, it's going back probably about maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and I was on one of the town pages. I don't know if it was the Clinton Town. I think it was the Clinton Township Facebook page. Somebody who was a resident was mm-hmm. traveling by car, and they were in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, way like in the Midwest. And they stopped into a restaurant, and they had a painting of the Red Mill up there. But the owners of the restaurant didn't even know where it was. Somebody said, do you know where that is? And I think the owner replied, well, I think it's Connecticut or Maine. And the person said, no, that's Clinton, New Jersey. That's where I live.
Yeah.
So here in the middle of nowhere, there's this painting of the Red Mill.
Yeah, and there's always a little controversy, too. There was another museum somewhere, and I want to say in upstate New York,
uh-huh.
that took an image. It's a reverse image of our mill
uh-huh.
and had it on their pamphlet. And it was like, no, that's the Red Mill in New Jersey.
Wow.
And it's a very unique architecture because of the the way that the roof lines.
Right.
So, I mean, it's anyway.
So next week's show, we'll be talking about boycotting. We'll be talking about boycotting an upstate New York museum next week.
Actually,
as I do some research into it.
Well, next week you have Robbie Lynn, and she volunteers at the Red Mill, so she will be able to give
she
can
tell
detail.
Me that. All yeah. right. We'll stage a boycott. That's what we'll do. Power to the people. Power to the people. Yeah. Well, I think one of the things that's so alluring is it's beautiful when you're standing mm-hmm. across the river and the image is mirrored in the pond and the colors are
yeah.
coming. It's just sheer beauty that goes on there. It's just yep. serene. And funny thing is the park bench is right next door.
Mm-hmm.
The park bench closest to the street is the bench that we were sitting on when I told Susan I loved her. And right there is where I proposed to her also,
aww.
Standing by that bench, you know, for there too. For all of you people who are just dying to
that's
know
nice.
That information. So onward.
Aww, that's so sweet.
So I have marriage and weddings on the brain right now, you know, 3 days in and I'm wee. So let's talk about the Derby.
Okay.
We were talking about it earlier over coffee. This is a very unique event. And I know that you said mm-hmm. there's some changes to the structure of it, things like this. But this is a fundraising event
mm-hmm.
for the Red Mill. So this is very, very important. And please talk about it.
So, let's see. For the past few years, the Red Mill has had a gala coinciding with the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
And hats off to Dan Shea, who I believe that was, I believe he was the inspiration behind it. So tying in the Derby theme and watching the Kentucky Derby, and Dan has all these games he likes to MC, so mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun. There's a lot of activity.
That's cool.
So the last few years we've had it as a gala, and we've had it off-site. So this year we thought, let's make it more accessible to people. You know, I don't want it to feel like a stuffy gala and, you know, kind of maybe
sure.
have some people away. So instead, let's make it a party. And let's have it right on the site that is so beautiful. And so that's what we're doing. So
okay.
Kentucky Derby is on Saturday, May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Mill Derby will be held at the same time, 4 o'clock on Saturday, May 4th.
Okay.
Tickets are currently available. You can go to the website, redmill.org, to
okay.
get tickets, or on Facebook. The ticket includes your admission, which covers, we have amazing food mm-hmm. from 15 Lansdowne.
Oh, yeah.
Everything is tented. Thank you to Culinary Creations and United Rent All. We have live music, the Karen Kennedy band, and we have... there's another musician. I'll have to look it up. I'm mm-hmm. really bad with this. We will be live streaming the Kentucky Derby.
Okay.
Dan Shea will be emceeing the fun games. There's
nice.
Another little surprise game there. And did I say open bar? Basically open bar.
No, that's important.
It's very important.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are really going to be, yeah, saving a lot of money by buying the ticket.
Sure.
So we have an open bar, and, you know, again, thank you to all of the folks involved. Like Bourbon Street has been fabulous,
awesome.
And Truen Associates is our platinum sponsor. They're really helpful.
Very cool.
Just helping to underwrite all of this. So we've got a ton of sponsors. Going to have about 200 people there,
mm-hmm.
and did I leave out anything? We're going to have a silent auction.
Okay.
So we're going to have some fabulous prizes, as we have before, like you've
yeah.
got vacation destinations,
nice.
Breckenridge House to rent, wow. you've got a beach house, we have, you don't get to keep it, you just get to visit.
Just borrowing.
You get to borrow.
Oh, okay.
Get it. Yes, to be clear. Winniewell Day Camp has a week of day camp for kids, which
okay.
is great. We've got stuff from, let me see who else, oh. The Max Challenge. There's going to be a 10-week challenge.
Whoa.
Somebody's going to, I highly recommend doing it.
Fantastic.
And so there's just a whole bunch of awesome prizes that we've got.
Are you still accepting donations for the silent auction?
We're always accepting donations.
Always.
Yes.
So,
it's never too late. Just contact me.
That's
yes.
it. So if you're watching, listening right now, Amy DeVita is going to be the person to talk to.
Feel free.
You can promote your business, your organization, and you can help the Red Mill nonprofit raise funds, which they need. They always, always need. And awesome. So how would they get a hold of you?
Well, you can message me. I'm on Facebook.
Okay.
And you can, if you go to follow me on my real estate Facebook page, that would probably be the easiest.
Okay.
The best way to get a hold of me.
What's the name of your Facebook page?
That's a good question. It's Amy DeVita, Realtor Associate with Vicki Healy Properties. So
there
that's at Amy DeVita Real Estate.
Fantastic.
Is the handle.
We're going to mention that again later. Don't worry about that, because we always give out contact information multiple times. So, hi, Rachel. I see you. Coach Christine is watching. Gave you a shout out before, Christine. You missed it. You can go back and watch it later, okay? So, the Derby. Mm. Yes.
I forgot. This
yes.
is going to go to the first 198 because I snagged two of them.
Yes.
Mark has one.
I have one.
I have one. The first 198 people who attend the Derby are going to get this awesome insulated cup mm-hmm. with a sippy lid.
Yep.
So, you know, you don't spill any of your drink.
100%.
Yes, 100%. It'll come in very handy.
And I happen to know that there's nitro coffee with ice yes. in that cup right there.
Yes.
We have very similar flavors on this one, too. When we met earlier, I was like, what are you going to get? Nitro coffee. I was like, that's what I got. Mm. Yeah. So that's one of the reasons we're such high energy right now. Woohoo! So God bless caffeine. So with the Derby, are you encouraging people to wear the Derby hats we were talking about?
So, okay. Yes. Yeah. It's definitely... We always give out a prize for the best dressed couple.
Oh, wow.
So if you know the Derby style, I know Mark does not, although he has just been initiated briefly
educated.
Just a moment ago.
I'm getting an education.
So look, just Google Kentucky Derby outfit or, you know, appropriate gear.
Yeah.
So the women tend to wear wide-brimmed hats, and the men can wear like straw hats, and it's very Southern gentleman kind of seersucker suit for a man.
Gotcha.
A seersucker suit. You could wear a dress. Keep in mind, it's on the grounds of the Red Mill.
Yes.
So sensible shoes. Not a bad idea.
I wouldn't recommend heels.
I wouldn't recommend
yeah.
heels. Maybe wedges. Mark, yeah. you can wear wedges if you want.
Yeah, I stopped wearing heels years ago for this very reason, Amy. So that's why.
And if it rains leading up to it, bring your wellies.
Uh-huh.
And that's, you know, you can wear your dress with your cool wellies.
That's cool. And so what time does the event start?
Starts at 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it runs until?
It goes until 9,
nice.
I believe.
Wow. That, you know what, for $100 a ticket for a five-hour event with an open bar
and food.
Prizes and things like this, this is a deal and a half. That's a bargain at twice the price.
There you go.
And there you go.
Thank you.
No problem.
I have nothing else to say.
No problem. And we'll be back next week. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, I mean, listen, the Red Mill is a 501(c), so this is deductible, 501(c)(3).
C3.
Yep, little verbal dyslexia.
Okay.
But it's tax deductible. That's the important thing. So.
Donations are tax deductible, and we welcome members. And we're also going to start encouraging people to become sustaining members. So as you might have called into a PBS, call-in campaign in the past, similarly, we will offer the ability for you to have a recurring donation that helps keep the funding level throughout the year.
And that's something important. That's active now.
I think it's currently available.
Okay.
It will be by next Saturday.
So would I be right, and tell me if I'm wrong, yeah. if I'm saying this right, people could set up an automatic draft on a monthly basis to give a monthly donation to the Red Mill.
That's what we're...
And the total cumulative at the end of the year, they can take that off their taxes.
Yes.
Boom. That's the
I'm
way
not
it
an
is.
Accountant, but
well,
my understanding is yes.
If it's a
that would be a donation.
Yeah, if it's 501,
yes.
you can do this stuff.
Yes.
So that's good. That's good. So I always say this, okay, because I'm a former pastor and I'm shameless when it comes to asking for things. Somebody out there has $10,000 that they're not doing anything with and they're looking to write it off, right? So here we go. You contact Amy. You contact the Red Mill Museum. You can support a local icon, because that is exactly what the Red Mill is. And I have to tell you, I got something for my wedding with the Red Mill. The amazing Jillian gave us two Red Mill Clinton, New Jersey coffee mugs, the Clinton, New Jersey coffee mugs and things. I was so impressed. I was so happy to get those. So I love the mill.
It's beautiful.
Absolutely.
People love it. And I mean, conversely, think about what the town would be like if we did not have the mill.
100%.
So
100%.
And I do have a cute little history story for you when you have some time.
No, do it now.
Okay.
Go for it now.
So for those of you who may not know, the Red Mill was purchased back in the 1960s by what they're referred to now as the Red Mill Five.
Oh, yes.
Five businessmen in town. And they purchased the mill itself for, I think, $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
Good deal, right?
Pretty good deal.
And they would meet every Friday afternoon, Friday at noon, at the Clinton House.
Oh.
And for meeting, I don't know. they would meet every Friday afternoon to figure out what the plan was going to be to create this, their vision. But what's interesting is that there was a woman who was the secretary, and she was at every one of those meetings too.
Right. Yeah.
And she was the acting secretary. She was the secretary to one of the men for 12 years.
Wow.
So I think we can update. It should be like the Red Mill Six.
I agree. You know, there's always that oversight in history, it seems, for the ladies. And
yes.
It's like the lady who did all the coding for the Apollo program. You know, a lot of people don't realize it was one woman that did so much of the code programming for the Apollo mission. And it was stacks and stacks of it, too. And back in the 60s and the 70s, she had no recognition. And now it's finally starting to come out where people recognize her for that, too. So when it comes to the Red Mill Derby, and you're going to have this entertainment and such, too, do you have a menu already? Do you know? I know I'm throwing you on the spot here, Amy.
You know what? I'll look it up. I have it somewhere in my email. That's why I have 54,000 emails on my phone.
No sweat.
I have it here somewhere.
I should have made a note on that
first. After the break, I'll have it for you.
No worries at all. No worries. So aside from raising money specifically for the Red Mill, there's also a separate campaign going on about repairing the wheel, right? So the wheel currently is not operational. That's not turning.
That is correct.
Okay. Which, you know, people might be saying, why is this important? Well, first of all, it's a mill, and having a working wheel would be very cool, not just for aesthetic reasons, but, and, you know, I'm one of those people, I lived in Clinton 10 years, and I think it was about the eighth year. It took me 8 years to get to the Red Mill.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that same, like, wow, I didn't know all these buildings were here. There's a school, you know?
Schoolhouse is so much fun.
It's so quaint.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love reading the rules.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Those are fantastic. But on the second, I think it's the second floor of the Red Mill itself, the mill itself, there is a plexiglass part of the floor that actually lets you look down into the workings of the gears of the wheel while it's running. I was, you know, it was moving when I got to see it. So, so that's important. So there is a Save the Wheel or Repair the Wheel campaign that's going on too.
Yep.
And you know what, Amy, I have to give a quick shout out here. The winner of our third challenge, okay, just logged on to watch us today. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Clap it on up. We're clapping it up for you, Jen. Congratulations again. She just found out yesterday that she won the challenge. Jennifer has made amazing changes. And I'll tell you right now, if you go to the Max Challenge of Clinton Facebook page, you can see her video there when they presented her with the prize. And the big check was there. And
I was in that class.
You were in the class?
Congratulations, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I
didn't realize that. Awesome. I was still on my technical honeymoon, so to speak, wedding time.
She was very surprised.
She looked surprised.
It was adorable.
Well, I saw Jen in class this morning, and I gave her a hug. And I'm just, you know, I mean, all of the finalists did incredible changes, amazing results and things, too. Jennifer has worked hard, and she didn't. She reminded me this morning that apparently, and I forgive me for not remembering this, Jen, but I had spoken to her originally and talked to her about it, and she was one of those people that said, I don't think I could ever lose the baby weight. you know, I don't think this is possible. I don't like exercising, yada, yada, yada. And look at her now. Look at her now. So we're so proud of you, Jen. All right. Back to our regularly scheduled programming. We have about 3 minutes before I have to take a hard break, so that gives us plenty of time. Did you find?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No, we'll do it afterwards then. Not a problem at all. So
do you want to throw any other curveballs?
Yeah, I'm just going to throw you. Yeah, because I know you love it. That's
It's good. It's good. It's all good.
No problem. How about something we did talk about? Mm-hmm. One of the missions of the Red Mill Museum is to be an educational center for school children to learn about how people lived back in those days, the history of it too. The educational programs, just can you just tell us a little bit about the educational programs and how many kids, you know, visit the Red Mill? I know that they come by the busload. So
they do come by the busload. And we had, I reached out to Paul to find out today, right? And we had 4,000 school students.
Every year. Every year.
Not just today.
Yeah, when Amy said 4,000, I'm like, today?
4,000 school students. And the students coming, I mean, obviously you think of the kids at Clinton Public School, you know, the nearby schools, but from all over the state, we've had kids come in. And one of the most touching stories, Paul, the executive director, Paul Muir, shared a little handwritten note where the one of the children wrote a note that they spent their last, like, they brought their own $10 and they bought something because they want to see the mill succeed. And it was just... Isn't that just...
That's very touching.
Aren't you just, like, tearing up a little bit just thinking about that?
That is something else.
It's really just... It really meant so much to that student.
Son of a gun. Man, good good little guy there.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, I know it means a lot to us. I mean, when... I only have a few seconds here, but I know when... we've talked about this when Ron and Lauren were looking for a place to open their Max Challenge. It has been a priority... theirs and the entire team to really support the community in Clinton, not just by getting people healthier and living longer, happier, healthier lives, but by supporting the local businesses, the local charities, including the Red Mill.
Yeah.
And we are proud to support the Red Mill. I mean,
and we thank you for that support.
Oh,
it's
no
been
problem.
The Max Challenge has always been helpful in like supporting us in all of our events. So
yeah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
It must
thank
be
you.
The red.
It must be. I think the Red Mill is going to be painted Max Red next year. It might already be. I'd have to hold up a business card next to it and check
close
it out.
Enough.
So close enough. Well, you know, when I got my car, do you notice my car?
Yeah.
It just happens to be Max Red. I mean, that's completely coincidental, but I don't tell Ron and Lauren that. I was like, yeah, I had it specialty painted. All right, we're going to have to take a hard break, Amy. We're going to be right back. Okay. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. And Jennifer, go ahead and cry again. You deserve it. Happy tears are the best tears. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover.
We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. 1802 Route 31 North in Clinton at the Gray Rock Shopping Plaza is our address. And I am in studio with the amazing Amy DeVita, talking about the Red Mill and a couple of other things. So because I threw her right out there on the spot, she's been searching diligently, but she did find the menu that's going to be at the Red Mill Derby. What can we look forward to munching on?
Oh, my God. So many amazing foods.
Cool.
So 15 Lansdowne, Chef Mia Emerson, she's been voted 100 and Happenings best wedding chef and best caterer past couple years. Different. So anyway, the food. You've got a stationery section with deviled eggs three ways.
Max compliant.
Pimento.
No, I'm kidding.
This is your treat meal.
This is your treat day.
This is it. There will be tray passed and stationery hush puppies, classic shrimp and grits.
Wow.
Kentucky hot brown sliders. So some traditional. These are traditional Kentucky Derby foods.
Gotcha.
Cheddar biscuits, macaroni and cheese cupcakes.
Wow.
Southern fried chicken, of course. Kentucky bourbon meatballs. I mean, that's just, so anyway, that's a little rundown,
of the
food that's going to be served.
Colvines.
Yes.
That's awesome. No, definitely.
There will be bourbon. There will be wine and beer. There will be a signature cocktail, probably a mint julep. I'm not sure. I think that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
So lots of and there will be, of course, non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, of course.
As well.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds like it's going to be an amazing time, and again, now you still have tickets available, and
we have a very small number of tickets.
Small number of tickets left.
So I mean, get it if you're thinking about it. You better get it now because
hop on it.
Yeah.
And they would be able to purchase those tickets from.
You should be able to get them from. Redmill.org.
Redmill.org.
And you can buy them online through Eventbrite.
Okay.
There is a service charge with that. So anybody who would prefer not to do that, you can also go in person to the Red Mill and write a check,
and then you
can pay for the tickets there.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Fantastic. This sounds like it's going to be an
amazing afternoon before Tuesday. We're cutting off Tuesday.
Tuesday
at midnight.
So next Tuesday, which is what, May 2nd?
April 30th.
Okay, yep. I'm jumping ahead
I
too
think,
far.
Yeah.
All right, kids. You're watching. You're listening. This is going to be an amazing time. Husbands, wives, significant others. You know what?
My sister's coming. My sister will be there from Pittsburgh.
For no other reason.
For no other reason.
What's your sister's name?
Jill.
Jill. All right. So Amy's sister Jill is going to be there. I mean, do you need more reasons to go? All right. Okay. I thought the bourbon was the one that put me over the top. Boom. Jill's going to be there. So we got to get there. But it's going to be an amazing event. It would be a great date. You need to bring you want to impress a date. This is the place to bring him or her come to the Derby. So, all right. We got a couple more minutes. I want to kind of digress a little bit from the Red Mill part. So the amazing Amy here is also a local successful businesswoman too. You have things going on here. I know you are a successful real estate agent. So I am all about giving out plugs on this. So talk about how people can contact you if they need to buy a home, sell their home, whatever it is.
Whatever your real estate need is.
Whatever
rentals,
it is.
Yep.
Amy DeVita is the lady to go to. Give us some contact info on that.
Sure. So I'm a realtor with Vicki Healy Properties, which is located right at in the beautiful historic section of Clinton, at the corner of Center Street and Lee Street. Mm-hmm. So pop on over sometime or shoot me an email, amy@vickyhealy.com.
There you
go. That's easy enough. Or you can follow me on Facebook. I like to share information that's helpful to people who are renting, buying, selling, what have you. And also I share a lot of information about the area and the neighborhood.
And that's how you do it?
So, yeah.
Okay. And now, excuse me. And so you and Jonas have a business together also.
We do. So Jonas and I, my husband, we purchased Access Commercial Door, which is located in Raritan, New Jersey. So if you have any commercial door needs, whether they be needs for a hollow metal door or any of the hardware locks, etc., we can hook you up. It's a reliable company that's been around since 1987.
I need to drink more water. That's why I'm coughing. I have total dry throat. Not drinking enough water and talking for an hour. It's a bad, bad combination. Of course, where's my water bottle?
Where's
in the
your
car.
Water bottle?
It's in the car. It's dumb, dumb, dumb. So, again, talking a little bit about going back to the Red Mill, are there other events upcoming? You don't have to talk in detail, but anything you can share with our audience about upcoming events?
Yes, so this Sunday we have the Wheels for the Wheel, and it is a car show, and it's not your typical fancy, you know, highfalutin car show. And you can bring your car and show it off. I'm thinking about bringing my little Mini.
There you go.
You register, and it's just going to. It was last year was the first one, and it was a huge success.
I wonder whose idea this was.
It wasn't mine.
No, no, no.
Oh,
no.
Do you know whose it was?
Well, I know Paul is a huge car enthusiast.
Paul is a huge, yes.
So
yes. And
if it wasn't his idea.
Well, I'm sure he had something to do with it, but I know that it was definitely the brainchild of one of the trustees, Ed Rode. Hi, Ed.
There you go. Sorry about that.
And his son, who I don't know Ed's son's name, sorry, but I know that they kind of spearheaded this last year.
Yeah.
And it had a great turnout, and we hope for the same thing this year. So it's on Sunday from 10 to
this
3,
Sunday.
I want to say. Yeah.
And it's called?
Wheels for the Wheel.
Wheels for the Wheel. Wheels for the Wheel.
Yeah. Got it?
Got it. Totally. Are they still doing the classic car show? Or the British car show.
The British car show will,
yes.
I think it's the 25th year that's coming up in late May or early June.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I love that
very
show.
Very nice.
I went a few years ago. Oh, man. If you haven't gone to the British car show at the Red Mill, you don't want to miss this. Mm-hmm. Amazing, exquisite automobiles. Hoods open. You get to see these pristine engines all chromed out.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I don't think you're allowed to sit in the Rolls Royce, but you can look at it and lean into it and everything. But
yeah, the first year we were here, when we moved from West Orange, we had our friends out. So my kids' friends, you know, so they were about 9, 10 years old, and a group of kids we were going through. And I didn't realize until I heard somebody say, "Hey, kid, get out of the car."
No.
Awesome. Yeah, so I can tell you, you're not allowed to sit in the cars.
Yeah,
no.
Unfortunately. But they're amazing to look
at.
But
they're great to look at, and that's really all you need to do.
They're historical. I know that when I went, they not only had the classic. I love classic Jaguars. That's my thing. If I could own an XJ12, I would be a happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
But they also had the brand new model of the Jag there, too, this brand new sports car, which was really great, stuff.
And then we have the retro ride coming up.
Yep. And next week,
May 18th.
I'm going to have a special guest also from here. So Robbie Lynn's going to be joining me. And if you're listening, yes, I'm going to reach out to you about that to get an outline done also for you. I actually met Robbie Lynn, I think it was the first retro ride last year, which Susan and I did. And then that's where I met her first. So get to get her in studio. We have about like a minute left. Anything else about the Red Mill events coming up? I mean, on the spot.
I know.
No, throwing
that's okay.
You at it.
I just, you know, come and support it. There's definitely so many events that there's something for everybody. So if it's not haunted, if it's not the Derby, if it, you know, then it's the retro ride. Figure out what speaks to you and participate. We love it.
And you can also have your wedding there.
Yes.
You can rent the grounds. You know, the Red Mill was instrumental in helping out the Max Challenge with the Max Day of Giving that we just had too, because Paul and the trustees, you know, donated use of the grounds to us. So you can get the grounds there. You can have your beautiful wedding there too. You can have your birthday party there.
The weddings there.
Oh, I have. I think I'm listed on the website actually because I do weddings. Yeah, I think. I can't remember how long ago that happened, but all right, 60 seconds to go. I'm going to throw some things out about the Max. Okay. Amy DeVita, yes. Clapping it up for you today, Amy. Thank you so much for joining me in studio today.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, time flies when you're having fun. You see how fast that happened?
Fast.
You did amazing. Oh, you did fantastic, too. So, folks, my name's Mark. I am with the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Thank you for joining me today. Like I hinted at just a few seconds ago, next week I'm going to have Robbie Lynn come in from the Red Mill, talk about the retro ride. She also has other things she's going to talk about, too, especially if you're a cycling enthusiast. Our phone number, again, is 908-627-7020. If you need to change your life, get in shape, better shape, lose weight, get stronger, get off your blood pressure medications. I don't guarantee that for everybody, but I know plenty of people at the Max of Clinton who are no longer taking blood pressure medications because they came to this program. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's been an honor. We will see you next Wednesday. Don't forget to take it to the Max. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says Democrats don't need to see the president's tax returns.
IRS has investigated his taxes. They exist to come after us if we don't pay our taxes. And they're confidential and they don't leak. If they haven't gone after him on taxes for that six-year period, then there's nothing wrong with his taxes. Then they can't investigate his taxes better than the IRS. They want his taxes to embarrass him.
Giuliani was speaking there on Fox News. Now, yesterday was a House Democrat-imposed deadline for the IRS to turn over 6 years of the president's tax returns. Lori Loughlin is planning to use the "we didn't know" defense in the college cheating scandal. TMZ is reporting that Loughlin and her husband are going to say in court that the $500,000 they donated to a bogus charity they didn't know would be used as a bribe. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Electrical pros do it right to get everything in one stop, so you spend more time on the job than away from it, and spend less money too. Lowe's is here to help by having the right quantities and at the right prices, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of 12-2 and 14-2 Southwire Romex Simpull wire, now 5% off. Plus, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid 424 through 426 while supplies last. Subject to credit approval, can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
A former pharmaceutical executive has been indicted on criminal charges connecting with the opioid crisis. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says one-time Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III turned a blind eye.
From 2012 to 2017, it shipped tens of millions of highly addictive oxycodone pills and fentanyl products to pharmacies that it knew were illegally dispensing narcotics.
A lawyer for the 75-year-old Dowd says he will fight the charges.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is set to announce his presidential bid. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News,
Biden's timing actually benefits him because the Democrats seem really desperate to find an alternative to Bernie Sanders, who's the clear announced frontrunner right now in the polling and on the ground.
After announcing, Biden is set to have a rally in Pittsburgh on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Tuesday, President Trump hosted the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, at the White House. Fox News Entertainment contributor Carly Shimkus on how that meeting went.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey appears to be getting on the president's good side. President Trump taking to Twitter yesterday, writing, quote,